second half, except for foul trouble, I thought we were really pretty doggone good. You shoot 67%. That helps you in any game you're playing whatsoever. But I don't like the fact that at halftime they had shot 10 free throws and we'd shot three. We've got to be more aggressive with that. And I like the fact that we made our last 11, I think, free throws. That was good. James Michael is still working on it, there's no question. But Leslie and Nate, Marcus, stepped up to the line and made their free throws. Feel good about it. Marcus was really something in the second half. In the first half, it's probably the worst that the combination of Marcus and Leslie and JP had played. I think they were like 3 for 20 or something like that at half. It wasn't very good. But the second half, needless to say, I thought we were much, much better, and we got better shots and took a little more time. I think we rusted a little bit in the first half. In the second half, I think we got better shots. I was more mad than I was worried. I mean, we held him out the last 6.5 minutes of the first half after he got 2, and then you should get more minutes than that before he gets all the way to 4. But I just knew, I told Bryce he's got to step up, and I think Bryce made a couple of baskets for us. Desmond gave us a little bit more defensively. I went small when JP got his 4th foul, and I think that helped us a little bit as well. But I wouldn't say that I was concerned. I'd say I was more mad, because you got to make better decisions than that.
Coach, I think it's back-to-back games. Marcus has been almost a different player in the second half. He had 2 in the first half, I think Sunday, 2 in the first half tonight, 13 and 17 in the second half.
It's been weird. He's had, what have we played? What are we now?
20 games.
We played 20 games. I bet he's had 1 half. It's much, much better than the other half in 15 of those 20 games. I mean, I'm serious. Is that close, Steve? And I can't explain it. If I could explain it, I'd let him sit on the bench the bad half and play him in the other half. You know, but I can't explain it.
You got shot 30% in the first half.
It was almost all getting better shots. We were rushing it. Daniel Miller is a load inside, and he blocked a couple of shots, and everybody was shooting the ball inside a little bit quicker. On the perimeter, we were not getting the shots that we wanted because we weren't patient. So I think it's one of the things we talked about at halftime. Let's take another little second or 3 or 4 here to get a better shot.
Coach, free throws have been tough for this year, but you expand on that a little bit down the stretch. You guys were excellent.
Yeah, we were. Again, those guys, I really think, I still think James Michael is going to start making a bunch of them, but James Michael made the 2 to start with. And I think they'd cut it to 6 or 7 or 8 at that point, and he made both, and then everybody else just filled in after that. But we shoot them well in practice, and most of the time that does translate to shooting them well during the games.
Coach, you guys doubled your lead when McAdoo went out with 4 fouls over that next 11 minutes from 5 to 10 points. What did you see that impressed you in that game?
I think there was a much greater sense of urgency on our guys, you know, because James Michael and JP both are sitting over there, and James Michael, JP, and Marcus, those 3 guys have been our most consistent players all year long. And so with 2 of them sitting over there on the bench, I think everybody understood and raised their level of play a little bit. You know, we got a couple of baskets from Bryce in there when they, I think it was 5, and Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they cut it to 2 with a 3 right then, and I think Marcus answered with a 3 on the other end immediately, which may have been his first 3 of the second half. So everybody else just upped their level of play a little. Only 388 days out of a year. I mean, to me, it's the whole key of a good basketball team. Can you play with a great sense of urgency? And I think we did on Saturday, and I think we did for the second half today, but we did not for the first half. Except then, I mean, we couldn't stop them. They just took it out of bounds and take it right down the court and laid it up on us for about 3 or 4 possessions.
What challenges, if any, did the travel?
We were so much more fortunate. People had it ready for an excuse, and I told them we were lucky. I mean, a lot of people out there 15 and 20 hours in the car. We didn't have any problems. I mean, we were going to get here about 8:30. We got the hotel about 1:30. We rode the MARTA and carried our own bags instead of having a nice, comfortable bus. We got in, and somebody said we walked 6 blocks. If you walk 6 blocks, I was surprised. I walked it myself, carried 2 bags. I didn't think it was that far. It was more like 2 or 3. But it was a tough situation in Atlanta. You know, we – I would not have said one thing about that if we had lost, because I thought it was we were so much more fortunate than all those other people out there.